Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You know, getting those turnovers are huge. You know, and they're not only taking away points for them, but putting our offense in a better position rather than them punting and downing the ball inside the five. Now we have the ball plus territory, whatever it may be. And, you know, it's dope to see everybody getting involved.
So that was Kyle Hamilton talking about turnovers. And now I'm old enough to remember when this team couldn't create any turnovers. They started slowly getting the turnovers. One against the Rams. That was the John Jenkins triple play where he stripped Stafford and recovered it. Then you had the late pick from Nate Wiggins in the Bears game. Then three in Miami, three in Minnesota. So that's eight in the last four games. Can this roll continue? Are turnovers contagious?
They are. It doesn't always last forever, and you know, it has a way of ebbing and flowing from season to season and within seasons. And rarely will you see a team lead the NFL in takeaways back to back years, or certainly not three straight years. But when it gets going within a season, you can see people ride that and have that become sort of a calling card and a hallmark and a big part of their template for winning football games. And when you start to see different guys do it, and when you start to see people hunt the football who aren't household names, who maybe don't get as many reps or as much run, when you see reserve defensive backs going out of their way to pry balls loose on special teams,
yeah,
you start to say, all right, like they're feeling this. Like they are, it was a talking point, and it was rhetoric in the spring and the summer. And frankly, it was nowhere to be found in the first 6 weeks of the season or so, but it's starting to show up, and they clearly are looking for opportunities to steal the football. And yeah, it's contagious. And yeah, it's vital for them right now, especially at a time where the offense isn't going to flip the field on its own all that often and is kind of methodical and is looking for its identity a little bit, and it's not explosive, and give them field position like you did in Minnesota. It's not going to happen all the time, but especially when they're facing some of these lesser quarterbacks who are going to make more turnover-worthy throws, who aren't as adept to maybe holding on to the football the way they should. Who aren't, in the case of the one they're facing this week, all that big and strapping.
We're good.
Hunt the football. Yes.
Who would have thought it was John Jenkins who just broke
the dam. Yeah.
He was the one to get it going. But look, it's been such a 180, the entire defense from the first five games to now, where they had two turnovers in the first 5 weeks, and they were both against Joe Flacco when we thought that he was cooked beyond cooked with the Nate Wiggins interception, then the Roquan Smith fumble recovery, and then he took it back to the house for a touchdown. But now, just ever since the bye, you force seven turnovers. That's the most in the NFL in that span. And you're getting your hands on the football. 20 passes defensed over the last 3 weeks. You're getting some more pressure as well, where you got 19 quarterback hits in these three games, which is the sixth most in the NFL in that span. Where I think this defense is really starting to gain confidence and start to feel itself again. And I know Kyle Hamilton joked about it, but with that turnover celebration with the gases, they were like, hey, we should probably start coming up with these. Like, that way, like, they're feeling themselves a little bit right now.
I think there's a couple things. Number one, and Jason, you brought this up earlier, and it's correct. You deflect balls like they are, you become more and more likely to pick up some of those. Yeah, so you start knocking balls and deflecting balls, you start catching those balls. And then on the back end, Malachi Starks is – I think he's thinking less and playing more. Yep. And this kid came in with a reputation of having incredible ball skills. He was picking off passes as a freshman at Georgia. I think we're starting to see that now, back-to-back weeks with a pick from him.
Absolutely. Look, the defensive backs have to lead the way here. There's no, like, it's not rocket science. It's you don't have to know a whole lot about football to look at how they've constructed their roster. You know, we talked about Kyle Hamilton early in the show. We're going to talk about Kyle Hamilton again in the final hour of this show. Like, we looked at them coming out of the bye and said, all right, Kyle Hamilton's going to be the guy who has to be the face of this. And then we'll see if the Roquans and the Marlins can also be a part of this veteran group that can maybe right the path. But Hamilton's got to lead them forward. Hamilton's obviously a defensive back. He's used in a multitude of ways. Maybe he's more of a linebacker than a defensive back when you really start drilling down on where he's deployed. But still, like, the secondary is going to have to lead the way. And part of the way they're going to lead the way is by getting home when they blitz from the slot or they come on a delayed blitz. And Hamilton's a guy you can even blitz up the middle. And obviously, passes defensed and interceptions. Draymond Jones had a nice first game. Yes. Draymond Jones is not going to take games over, and he's certainly not going to take games over in the playoffs against elite offenses. So, yeah, these guys have to make plays on the ball. Nate Wiggins, down the stretch, is going to have to pick some balls up. Marlin, after he gets whatever they're putting a pin on his hand or whatever's going
finger,
on there. On the other side of that, like, once he's cleared, maybe he's wearing a club for a little while, but we saw Marlin get some big pickoffs down the stretch last year. That stuff's going to have to happen. They're going to have to steal possessions that way. They're going to have to stop drives that way.
And it gets back to the conversation, you know, heading into the year where Eric DaCosta builds his teams in certain ways. And sometimes you scratch your head and how little they invest in terms of pass rush. But in order for this defense to be great, the secondary has to be great. And right now, you got Starks with two interceptions in the last two games. Nate Wiggins also has two interceptions. The one against the Bears was massive because that was a must win, and that really turned the tide of that football game. Marlin just got his first interception against the Vikings, and then, like you were saying with Kyle Hamilton, we've been talking him up a ton in just how much his role changing has really transformed this defense. So there's four guys in your secondary right there that are making game-changing plays.
And we expect this to continue at least the next 2 weeks because, as you said, Dylan Gabriel Sunday, he stinks. And then whether it's Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields, that's not good quarterback play against the Jets the following week.
Yeah. These are guys who you can go with a little more reckless abandon because the risk-reward points you in that direction. There's no Garrett Wilson with the Jets. The Browns don't have anything close. I don't even know who the number one option is in their passing. I guess it's Judy. One of the tight ends. But, like, I mean, Judy doesn't show up with Gabriel. Like, he's not pushing the ball downfield to him. Dylan Gabriel's in the top eight in the NFL in blitz rate. That's for good reason. Like, you don't worry about him making you pay. Yes, I think this is a game where Kyle Hamilton isn't going to have to do a whole lot that isn't within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. I think he'll be very influential in that respect. And yeah, their DBs, Dylan Gabriel. I know if you just look at the takeaways, and that's how people in that building are trying to justify, well, it hasn't really totally melted down. If you really look at how many balls, turnover-worthy throws, and some of his decision-making, backed up in his own red zone, it's an accident waiting to happen. It has started to happen more recently. And I do believe they will continue this trend of turnovers in Cleveland and get at least two more on Sunday.
Before we step out, 410-583-1057, you can win two tickets to see Maryland take on Michigan in College Park football. That's November 22nd, 410-583-1057. Win two tickets to the Terps game against Michigan. Get talked about Wade Ben as well. But it's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
Had another 30th birthday party over the weekend at a winery. So some things came up, some topics came up. So I thought it would be another good time to do some bone in.
Oh, nice.
Next on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Welcome to the latest ridiculous Inside Access game show. Bone in or bone out. Tim T-Bone Barbalace tells the boys what makes him tick, and Ken and Jason have to decide if they are bone in or bone out. Take it away, T-Bone.
Thank you. Well, I went to a winery over the weekend, and it was for a friend of mine's 30th birthday, before you ask, yes, married. It was actually Robbie.
Nobody was going to ask.
Robbie.
Don't want to speak of Robbie.
Who's
the guy we won't allow on the show anymore?
Yes. Yeah.
You still hang out with that guy?
Yes. Yes, I do. So, I have some conversation with some friends. Saw some friends these past couple days. So I thought, you know what? Let's do some bone in, bone out. This, of course, was at the winery. And maybe this is a sign of me just being washed. But I am so bone in on charcuterie boards. I love charcuterie boards. Yeah. I think they rock. I love having meat in my mouth with cheese, and the cheese is a lot of fun as well.
Yes, you do. I'm bone out on that.
I am a big fan. As you know, I'm pretty much off the meat, just a little bit of poultry.
Yeah.
So it's not as fun as it used to be.
That's true.
But like a cheese plate, I love a good cheese plate. And you want to throw different kinds of olives in there, different kinds of spreads, tapenades. You want to get some hummus in there.
Hummus guy either. I'm bone out on hummus.
I'll take hummus before charcuterie.
You didn't mess with hummus the whole time you were in Greece?
No. I don't think I had any hummus, to be honest with you. No. I don't even remember.
Explains a lot.
A lot of feta.
Feta.
I get a lot of tzatziki sauce.
A lot of tzatziki sauce.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Is your bone out on charcuterie?
Really? Margie will tell you I have the palate of a 7-year-old. Like,
so
that,
not
the
a
fancy
salami guy, nah, pepperoni.
I don't like it. Ham,
a little prosciutto. Come on, man.
That's good stuff.
That's something for me.
As you guys know, I'm in the movie club, and we're doing a road trip for the movie club tomorrow, going to the movies.
Oh, what are you going to see?
That's a good question.
What a promotion.
Yeah. I'm seeing, what the heck is it? I don't know. I'll find it in a second. But I was going to say, I really just don't go to the movies all that much anymore. It's not that I'm bone out on going to the movies. I am bone in. And I feel like since COVID, they've done so many enhancements, you know, whether it's with the seats or service or whatever. So I am bone in on going to movies, but I just don't do it all that much. It's Bugonia.
Oh, it's the Emma Stone movie.
The previews look pretty good.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good.
I know nothing about it.
Yeah, it's getting some hype. I'm bone in on going to the movies. I don't like the prices, but I'm not talking about the ticket, but all the other stuff. But not the ticket's cheap. But I do like the seats are now really nice, and I enjoy the movie experience.
Yeah.
I mean, we pretty much just go with the kids. I mean, it's very rare that Lauren and I go to the movies. Lauren and I
the kids.
A fair amount. Something comes out, a kids movie. Yeah. One of the superhero movies or Sing or something like that. Mateo's still young enough that the kids' movies, but that's pretty much it. And I feel like you can get them at home so soon.
I do like two weeks. Yeah, I do like go. Like, I don't go a lot like I used to. I used to go to the movies all the time, but I go.
Well, here's a question. This kind of goes back to Joe Flacco a couple weeks ago talking about being that guy alone at the bar and how he used to feel bad, and now he's like, that's awesome. I've never done it. I would like to do it soon because there's a movie theater right by my house and I actually got a gift card. Solo movie experience. Are you guys bone in, bone out?
Not anymore. I used to do it all the time.
I would like to do it soon.
Haven't done it in years. But
I'm not averse to doing whatever on my own. And for years, traveling, covering different sporting events in other cities, other states, other countries. It was because you weren't always traveling with other people from your newspaper or website or whatever. So Lone Wolf, I have no problem with. There's never been a movie that I've wanted to see so badly that it's like, I got to see this now by myself. Like, I just like concerts all the time. I don't care. Totally fine.
Solo concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Who cares?
Okay.
I really don't care about anything. It's just when I'm going to a movie, it's usually because somebody else really wants to see the movie.
Oh, I think
that's
fair.
And I'm like, of course I'll go with you. Of course I'll take you. Whatever.
I think that's fair.
I'm glad you approved.
I am very much in the minority here. And we've done segments, TMI, about raw dogging flights.
Oh.
I raw dog
workouts.
Like,
what does that mean?
Walks, workout. Like a lot of
How do you raw dog a workout?
Well, that's what I'm getting to it. My friends, we were talking about this over the weekend. I don't listen to anything. I'm not listening to a podcast. I'm not listening to music. I'm not listening to anything. I am just there working out. Yeah. Or if I'm walking Zoe, I'm just there. Not, people put in pocket. G-Unit, I know you listen to G's podcast when you walk the dogs. I raw dog
could listen to Wannabed on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
I watch shows while I do the elliptical. Like right now, I'm watching Tulsa King. So yes, I
so you are bone out.
I'm bone out on
raw dogging.
No, I would. I don't. Yeah, like back in the day when I used to go to the gym, I would always listen to something, and I didn't want like to be. It's a good way not to be bothered by people.
You're a celebrity.
When I'm walking with the dogs, I'm basically always listening to something, unless I'm like really trying to work out bets, and so. It's sometimes you when you're trying to listen on one screen and like go to these different apps on the other. But most of the time I'm listening to these days a gambling podcast, occasionally the Merlin bird sound thing. Very rarely, but always
that
something.
That's fallen off some. I'm very disappointed. It sounded like that was a big thing.
It was. It's great, but it's time and place for everything.
I got to be honest. I was a little worried when he talked about raw dogging workouts, where that was going. I had no idea where that was going.
How's our buddy G now that
college basketball?
I sent you the other day. It's 6 hours and 15 minutes. Remember that one? It was like it was seriously 5 hours and 48 minutes. Plus, he's also on VSiN, and he calls people. Well, there's always like a 10 minute interview.
Oh, 10 minutes.
But it was like there were like 122 college basketball games on that day. He had a 5 hour and 48 minute.
March can't come soon enough when we have him on everywhere. Yeah, G Unit. Coming up next, someone else we love having on, Aditi Kinkabwala. She's got her finger on the pulse of the AFC North. We'll get her thoughts. She's from CBS. We'll get her thoughts on the Ravens and the rest of the division. Aditi joins us next here on the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Ravens have won three straight. They're a game out of first place in the AFC North. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline and talk to our friend. She knows the AFC North like nobody else. It's Aditi Kinkabwala from CBS. And Aditi, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So are you buying the Ravens at this point to win this division?
Were we not on the radio together about a month ago and I told you don't count out the Ravens? I was buying the Ravens a month ago.
Yeah.
You did say that.
I said, correct. Let Lamar Jackson get healthy. I said, let's let the best player in the National Football League, who elevates everybody around him, get healthy. And obviously, it's not ideal that the defense takes a little while to get going, but you sort of felt like, okay, just like last year, the defense would take a little while to get going, and once it did, it would be what you expect it to be, and here, that's where we are.
Well, sticking with the defense, though, Aditi, we've talked a lot on the show today about Kyle Hamilton, and he was kind of the cure-all last year, where he played deep safety and eliminated all of the big-time plays against the defense, and then this year, moving him up in the box and in the slot, and that's been the cure-all. Just how unique of a player is Hamilton?
That's why he got the contract that he did. He is that unique. He is that exceptional. And the Ravens fully recognize, credit to the Ravens and Eric DaCosta for not being beholden to, well, this is the guy you pay before you pay this guy, before you pay that guy. And when I say guy, I mean position. Instead, they said, okay, well, on our defense, the guy that makes things go is the safety. Mm-hmm. So the safety is the one that we need to secure. The safety is the one that we need to lock up. And good for them. Because how many teams, how many GMs are, I use the same word, beholden to a formula where no, you pay a pass rusher. And that's be all end all. So the Ravens have loved Kyle Hamilton since they drafted him. He's only gotten better. He obviously is the key in that defense, or to use your phrase, the panacea, the cure-all. And how spectacular, how special is he that they can deploy him in all these different ways and he's effective no matter what?
He'll be at the line of scrimmage this week in Cleveland against a quarterback who's slightly taller than me. can you figure out what's going on?
Me too, Jason.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Correct. I'm trying to figure this out and where the sort of push and pull is and whatever conviction they have behind Shedeur Sanders, as best I can tell, they own his contractual rights, and that's by their design. Where are you on this? Are you surprised that, I guess it's Kevin Stefanski, continues to sort of run this out there?
No.
And is that because Shedeur Sanders would be that much worse?
Let me just say this. There is a lot more that happens behind the scenes that serves no one to... You know what? I don't even want to say that.
I was wondering where that was going.
The Browns' job...
Ben, erase that part.
Kevin Stefanski's job is to win games. If he truly, genuinely believed that Shedeur Sanders was ready to win games for the Browns and could completely elevate this offense and make this line play better and make receivers who are dropping balls like you would not believe suddenly start catching balls, then you'd better believe he'd be playing him. You know, I just had this conversation. I was just on Pittsburgh radio and we were talking about our old friend Joe Flacco and how Joe Flacco looked old and washed and pedestrian with the Browns. And then he goes to the Bengals and he is playing the position of quarterback better than maybe anybody the last few weeks. I mean, I was there on the sideline for that Jets game and that Bears game. And let me tell you, you can't even shake your head in amazement anymore because he's just doing it so routinely. He's making the spectacular look routine. The way that he's using cadence, the way that he's making decisions, the way that he's getting the ball out, the way that Jamar Chase is priority number one for every defense and yet is still going crazy, the way that T. Higgins is getting the ball as well, the way that the line is suddenly blocking better than it has all year, the way that Chase Brown is running, all of those things, yes, Joe Flacco has a role in that because of, again, his experience in all of those things, but also – he's got all these guys around him playing so well, and look at how well, look at his numbers, look at how well he's playing, look at the 15 points that he engineered in 1 minute against the Bears to come back. But against the Browns, but with the Browns early in the season, he looked old and washed. So you look at Dylan Gabriel, who's four starts into his NFL career, five starts into his NFL career, what does he have around him? What does he have around him to help him? That line is old and playing terribly. The receivers are dropping balls like you would not believe. It's maddening. And Quinshon Judkins is, yes, a very, very nice running back, but there's only so much you can do when there's nobody taking the top off the defense, when there's no deep threat. It's just, it's so hard to sit here and say, okay, five games in, we're going to say that Dylan Gabriel is not it, when you look at everything else that's happening around him.
We're talking with the Didi
Kempf. And you have to believe, this is the piece, I'm just going to say this again. Kevin Stefanski is not a petty, small-minded, mean man. There is no personal win in keeping Shedeur Sanders on the bench. Truly, if Shedeur Sanders were better equipped to lead the Browns to victory, if he were ready, if he were showing this team more than what they are seeing with Dylan Gabriel, then you better believe he'd be playing. Coaches have to win games. Their job is to win games. And it just, it drives me nuts that Kevin Stefanski, who literally is one of the nicest, most down-to-earth NFL coaches that I have met in 16 years of covering the league, it really makes me crazy that people think this is some sort of personal animus. Don't be ridiculous.
Is it possible that maybe he wants to get fired?
Maybe he feels like I've done my time here with Haslam, and maybe this is my way to finagle myself out of here.
No, because then he would have done that last year when the Ken Dorsey play calling was forced upon him. He could have very easily stood up and said, no, I refuse to do that. And if you want me to do it, then fire me. I'm not doing it. He could have done that. That's not Kevin Stefanski. Uh-huh. He is not confrontational in that way. That's not how it works.
Well, we're talking to Aditi Kinkabala. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's get to Pittsburgh, Aditi. And that was fun Sunday night.
It was great
in LA against the Chargers. Aaron Rodgers looked old and slow and, frankly, at times scared to get hit. What do you think of the Steelers moving forward?
It's pretty stunning that they didn't get any help at the wide receiver position. Clearly, a number two is not appearing. They had all sorts of hope for Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson, and neither of them has established himself as a true number two to draw defenses. And so DK Metcalf is, I guess, drawing doubles. He's the only one that can really stretch the field, and he's been quiet. I don't know that he's had even 60 yards in any of the last 3-4 weeks. And your tight ends are playing well, but they're move the chain guys. They're not game breakers. And the running back thing is so curious to me. Jalen Warren is really, truly playing well. I don't know why he doesn't get more touches. I don't know why.
I say that every week. I mean, I stopped betting him. I don't know the last time I got burned. What was it, Ben, about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I'm like, never Jalen Warren again? They just refused to funnel him.
He's a really nice young man. He's smart. I haven't asked. Maybe I should ask what the deal is, but it is a little bit from afar confounding.
Do you think that this slide is going to continue to happen for Pittsburgh, though, Aditi? Are they in danger of not making the playoffs?
You know, it's so interesting, right? Because they're always – my husband, as you guys know, my husband is a diehard Steelers fan and a season ticket holder, and a few weeks ago – gosh, what game was it? I don't even remember what game it was anymore, but I was coming home on a Sunday night and I get a text. Well, maybe it was the Packers? Did they just play the Packers? Could that have been in?
Yeah.
And they coughed up a lead.
Yep.
Right. And so as I was getting off the plane, the Steelers were up, and by the time I got in the car, they were down 2 scores. And my husband sent me a text and he said, silly me, they tricked me into believing they were more than an 8-8 team. Of course, the math on that is wrong. It would have to be 9-8.
Close enough.
But that is what the Steelers have been. You know, these non-losing seasons back into the playoffs. And I don't, you know, this matchup is interesting this weekend with the Bengals because, and I just said this, that I was on the sideline for the Bengals-Jets game and the Bengals-Bears game. And as stupefyingly well as Joe Flacco played, as that offense was, the defense, I hate to repeat myself, but I've said it multiple times now, I felt like I could tackle better than that Bengals defense. The amount of missed tackles, the complete confusion, the inability to get any sort of pass rush in any way, it's just, it's awful, the breakdowns. So if there's a shootout, you know that Joe Flacco and the Bengals can keep up with the Steelers. And while that defense seemed to have righted itself against the Colts, was okay against the Chargers, but considering the state of the Chargers line, yeah, they got a lot of hits on Herbert, but it wasn't enough to secure the game. I don't know. I don't know that the defense slows Flacco down. So in a shootout, do you take Flacco and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Chase Brown?
That would be something. Aditi, always great talking to
you.
We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Aditi Kinkabala, CBS Sports. We'll come back. Joe Burrow speaks. It's Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Felt good. It was good to be back out there. Good to be around the guys. Toss it around a little bit.
That's Joe Burrow, everybody. He's back at practice for the Cincinnati Bengals. Before we discuss all that, the injury report is out. Ravens, Rashad Bateman with an ankle, Jay Higgins knee, Justice Hill toe, Marlon Humphrey finger, Lamar Jackson knee did not practice, Isaiah Likely hip, Keaton Mitchell knee, Malachi Starks knee, all limited today.
Obviously, this Lamar thing is, you know.
We'll wait till
Okay.
They're telling people he's going to practice tomorrow.
I'm sure he will. Will he practice full? Will he be practicing with the scout team?
That's a very good question.
Will there have to be an IA investigation?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I don't know.
They can't be scout team, right? They can't make that.
I really want to say supersize.
Yeah, I know. Don't do it. Joe Burrow, talking to the media yesterday, is he won't play this week, but he's trying to come back, and he says he talks about what makes this the timeline.
You talk to a lot of different people. You talk to people who have been through it. You have an understanding of what the injury is and what the repair is, and then you just talk about it critically with the doctor and the physical therapist and everybody involved, and you just kind of take it day by day, see how it goes, see how it feels.
Take it day by day. We first heard he could be back for Thanksgiving, then we heard Thanksgiving-ish. Now it's week 14. I also wonder how they do in the meantime. How does that factor in for Joe Burrow's return?
I think if Joe Burrow was really on a fast track, like if this really wasn't just, okay, he's stir crazy, he's been cleared to start doing whatever, throwing on the side, on the field, let's just let that proceed because it's all part of a long-term recovery anyway. Like, if it was more than that, I think his tone would be a little different. I think it would be a whole lot less wishy-washy.
Well, it'd also be a lot less wishy-washy if they didn't lose those last two games heading into the bye week in such dramatic fashion, and they were in a much better situation from a standings point. Like, I just think it's going to end up being a moot situation. I really do. Because they're just going to be in too big of a hole.
I'm going to say he faces the Ravens zero times.
Wow.
I agree.
Yeah. Let's hear one more from Joe. How upsetting the injury was for him.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't great when it happened. I typically have a good feel for those when it's going to be fine and when it's not. Yeah, obviously was incredibly sad, disappointed, frustrated, angry. You know, all the above. And you'll let yourself feel sorry for yourself for a little bit. It's easy when, you know, a couple days leading up to surgery and the couple weeks after when you can't really do much, and then it's time to get back at it.
Problem for Joe is this has become all too common for him, and so like it's every year there seems to be a major.
Yeah, I mean, which is all the more reason why I just some adult there somewhere is going to say, no, you can keep practicing and you can get a jump start on your off season, but we're not putting you behind that offensive line on, you know, especially this time of year on surfaces that are janky against teams that are fighting for their lives to make the playoffs when we can't really run the ball that well and we can't protect you. I just, whatever.
And think about it this way, guys, where this was supposed to be different for Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, where this was his first training camp in which he wasn't hurt. They were playing him during the preseason. We're going to get off to this fast start. They start 2-0 despite winning in extremely ugly fashion, and now they're in this position.
Coming up next, we get to the Ravens, and Kyle Hamilton was all over the field against Minnesota on Sunday. Could you make the argument that he is the most important player on this football team? We will discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.